This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm coughing and I'm choking.
I know. We're recording a little late this week because our beautiful pipes have been sullied by Canadian forest fires.
Pipes, you mean throat, right? Throats?
Yeah, throat pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen it in the news, or you know, if you're listening to this years from now, you're like, what? Well, I don't remember this.
No, you'll be like, no, New York is always under a thick cloud of smoke from the fires that never go out.
Oh, interesting. New York was still above water at that point. These big forest fires in Canada. I didn't realize, because I always forget that parts of Canada are not very far away.
Yeah. In our own backyard.
Just on the other side of the border.
And we had to stay vigilant because look what can happen.
Exactly. I forgot about it and they did this presumably for attention.
That's the thing. Everybody's acting like this is some sort of prank or some sort of I can't believe Canada is doing this to us. The crap that we've probably sent the other way.
Yeah. Well, and also because somebody mentioned that to me the other day. You know, we were talking about the fires and they were this stinks. And Canada, wonder what it's like up there. And I looked into it. It's of course it's worse up there, but you don't hear anything about that.
Yeah. Well, the newspapers, or I guess there are some newspapers in Canada. I wouldn't know.
Who knows? I think they, a lot of times they just rewrite the previous day's news from America up there.
Yeah. Just in a funny accent.
Change all the sports news to be about hockey and curling.
They love curling.
We were talking earlier about how the internet stinks. The internet's a horrible place, and how many people were on the internet going, oh, all these people in New York are complaining. I didn't see anybody offering me sympathy, 2 years ago when this happened in LA. Yeah, people did. And also, what did you want people to do? Fly out? Oh, my God. It's people complain about things close to them, and they don't really give a shit about things not close to them. That's how the world
works.
That's where
you and I differ, Tom. I do give a shit about people who aren't me.
But even if you, what did you do after the wildfires in California?
What did I do?
Ago?
I told them, hey, get out of there. It's on fire. What are you sticking around for?
Well, and also people are I saw somebody I know who lives in Colorado, and they're like, oh, welcome to my life. It's like this every summer. Yeah, guess what? You're in Colorado. You got no other problems. Here in New York, we've still got all the problems we normally have, and then this shit on top of it.
Yeah, now there's smoke on top of it.
Yeah, now there's smoke, too.
The other thing is, with these California people, mm-hmm. and I maintain, we did have the requisite amount of sympathy for them.
Yeah.
But I'll also say this, Tom.
I have no sympathy for them.
Tom? Mm-hmm. I know that it's a serious situation. But California, life in California is objectively better than it is in New York City in every other way. Mm-hmm. So when it was you got some smoke over there, a lot of smoke, a lot of people lost their houses. but it's
people dying in fires.
Right. That stinks. I'm sorry. Enjoy, all of the rest of the time when your life is so much better, mm-hmm. when your quality of life is so much better, when things aren't on fire.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to think about, guys. Hey, how do we treat you when things aren't? Or how do you treat us when things aren't on fire?
Yeah.
You know.
And I'll say this, too. I I've never liked when people complain about how like other cities or states handle things that they're not used to. Like every year, whenever there's like snow somewhere where there's not normally snow, you then hear people like, oh, look, you know, an inch of snow and everything shuts down. It's like, yeah, they don't have the equipment to deal with
this.
Yeah,
why would they buy all these plows if they get an inch of snow, you know, once every six years?
Yeah, guess what? Like, place where you are, when they, if they didn't plow anything, you'd be fucked. You'd be stuck, too.
But that's prudent city management, what they're doing, not buying a bunch of plows that you got to maintain.
All the salt we bought last year went bad. Now we got to buy more salt.
Remember this? Like, in the suburbs. Do you remember when my dad got a snowblower? And then there was no snow that winter, he still had to go out and like start the snowblower so it'll still start the next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you got to keep the gaskets.
Did you have neighbors going like, hey, what are you starting up that snowblower for? There's no snow, you idiot.
Tom, I appreciate the joke, but no, this was a snowblower that was shared between several neighbors. They all went in. They were like, hey, look. Come on, guys. Let's essentially socialism time.
Yeah, I was going to say, no idea you grew up in communist China, Tim.
Yeah. But I think we're good now, Tom, with the smoke. I think we're famously out of the woods forever now.
The woods that were on fire. Yeah. What a weird thing. All these weird, like literally yesterday, the day before, I was in New Jersey for like the worst of the smoke, but it was smoky down there too.
Hey, it always stinks in New Jersey,
it
right?
It does, yeah. And on top of smelling like farts everywhere, there was smoke. But like in the middle of everything being real smoky, all of a sudden there was like very intense hail for two straight minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, what the hell was that about? It stopped, it's like, probably no need to worry.
Hey, everything, look, everybody's like, oh, everything sucks now and we're in hell. And I know that the other thing that I saw, there's no reliable way to get, because like, especially on the East Coast, I guess, like we're not used to this type of smoke.
Yeah, we don't have the big fans that they have out in the West Coast.
There's no reliable way that I know of. I didn't know the sources to go to where it's like, hey, where can I get smoke forecast? Like, I knew where to get like the current air quality.
I know.
But like,
I told you where you could go, and you said you don't trust the government.
Right, but the government wasn't. What I was looking for is like, based on how the smoke is moving.
Yeah, what's
now,
it going
to
be like
in 3 hours? Is there going to be more smoke over where I am, or less smoke? The way that like you can like look at.
Yeah, but they don't know if, you know, somebody's going to start a barbecue next door.
Exactly. That's what I've learned. But so I was looking on freaking Twitter, which I've been staying off Twitter so much. It's great. I go on Twitter.
I just go there to get my news.
Well, I went there to like look and see like, hey, somebody's going to retweet like a map that I can then click on the website and be like, oh, where did this map originate from? And then I can, you know, Tom, I'm a bit of an online sleuth.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of an internet troll as well.
Tom. Yeah. Well, you were looking for this information, I asked you like, well, did you find anything about how the smoke's gonna be in 3 hours, and you told me that you found out the smoke is woke.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Yeah,
once I found out what the source of all this
run
was
amok.
Yeah, and it was like, close your windows because you're gonna get infected with the mind virus.
Right.
No, so I went to, you know, looking for information, and it's everybody, people who I agree with, but they're like, see, idiot, we told you global warming is real. We told you climate change is a thing. I know. Don't yell at me about climate. Like, I'm looking for...
I'm just sitting here coughing, for God's sake. Yeah, I also saw people getting real upset that, like, the city government wasn't doing more.
I agree with that.
But what could they do? The fans? Get the big fans out,
yeah.
I think just in general, we're dealing with a lot of like big problems lately that, I don't know, aren't like quickly and easily fixed.
That's true, but things could be mitigated. The effects could be mitigated.
Well, luckily...
For example, I know that we have now, after we ramped up production of N95 masks... Yeah. After not having any, and now we have like a surplus of N95 masks, because also, you know, so many people were just like, If you ever catch me in a mask, yeah. that's how you know they got me. So yeah. like, kill me on sight.
The mind virus, yeah. huh?
So like, I don't know. This isn't funny, Tom, but the city could have been like, they knew like
that the smoke was coming
2 days before. Like, oh, it's very likely that there will be a lot of smoke in New York City 2 days from now. They could have figured out how to distribute some of those.
They
could.
They can't figure that kind of stuff out in 2 days.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, they should be able to figure that
out.
Yeah,
that's what we're mad about, Tom.
Yeah.
The scoundrel Eric Adams.
He stinks.
He's a good man.
He's all right. Well,
smart and cool.
Yeah, Tim, we're not talking about the smoke this week. We're talking about the solution.
Maybe a robot dog that's going to suck all the smoke out of the air.
No, we're talking about a different technological solution. Just staying in your own world forever.
Yeah.
Closing all the doors and windows kissing society goodbye with the new Apple Vision Pro.
Virtual reality. Or I think Jamiroquai said it right best, virtual insanity.
Tim, at no point has Apple said that this has anything to do with virtual reality.
That's cool.
It is a spatial computer. It's in fact the first spatial computer that anyone's ever invented.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the virtual boy would like to have a bone to pick with that.
All right.
One.
So I'm just going to go through like the quick basics here. So Apple for a long time had been rumored that they were going to come out with some kind of headset.
Now, Apple, that's a computer company.
Yeah, it sounds like some kind of a farmer's market, but it's in fact a computer company. It used to be called Apple Computers.
Right.
And everybody was like, great, I know what that is. I was confused at the first word, but then you said the second word.
A little cognitive dissonance there.
Computers made out of apples, I suppose, but I don't really understand technology.
My hands will get all sticky if I use the keyboards.
Yeah. Well, Tim, you don't have to use a keyboard with the Apple Vision Pro.
You just use your brain.
No. but we'll get into what you use. But it is, after years and years of speculation, they finally announced this thing, Apple Vision Pro.
Breathless speculation.
Everybody has said, like, for years, based on, like, what Apple has work they've been doing with, like, the phone, you know, with, like, AR stuff on the phone, augmented reality stuff on the phone, that... Oh, Apple's vision for the future is one day you're not going to have a phone. You're going to have a pair of glasses, normal looking glasses, and that's going to project things into your vision that only you see, but it will, you know, take care of like you get a message, you'll see that hovering in space, but then also the promise of, I could be looking at you, Tim, and I could be like, oh, what the hell is this guy's name? And it'll show me your name, and it'll tell me things about you. And then you'll be like, wow, this guy seems to really know a lot about me.
What kind of psychopath wants that to be a reality?
The psychopaths of Silicon Valley, Tim.
But do you want that?
I don't want that with people.
What do you want? Like, take a step back. Mm-hmm. Augmented reality.
Mm-hmm.
To what end? You want to see your text messages in your field of view because, like, it's too much to look at your watch or look at your phone?
No, that I don't really care about. Well, we'll get into all that, Tim. But let me just finish telling you about this spatial computer. $3,499.
Yeah, okay.
And it comes out early next year.
All right.
So
in the thousands of dollars.
$3,000 and then another $500 on top of
plus
that.
Tax. Yo, plus tax.
Not if you go to Delaware.
Joe Brandon needs to get his cut. He needs to wet his beak too.
Yep. Yeah, and Hunter's in there too. Hey, if my dad gets some, let me get some.
It always goes.
People are very confused about the politics of our podcast. People that are listening for the first time. But very expensive device, $3,500. And of course, you know, this is a first gen Apple product.
Right.
Which anyone who knows about this stuff will tell you, don't buy the first generation of an Apple product. It's more expensive. They're going to come out with a version after this that you're going to go, ugh, I want that one now, because it's going to be better, better in probably like every single way, and cheaper. Right. That's been the case with like the iPhone. The first iPhone didn't even have 3G.
What a dick.
Yeah. So, you know,
what a dick that iPhone was.
It was just super slow.
Yeah.
The first Apple Watch was like incredibly slow. The first MacBook was super expensive and slow. So, yeah, there's just a history of this that you don't want to be the first gen product is for suckers. That's, basically.
Right. As it's for
somebody
suckers.
Who's bought a lot of first gen Apple products, let me tell you, they're
grade
for
A
suckers. They are for grade A suckers.
Yeah. And I see a lot of people, Tom, when I was looking for smoke information on Twitter, happened to coincide with this, people being like, yeah, it's $3,500, but this is just their entrance into the space, and it's not meant for like John Q. Public to mm-hmm. buy, which is fine, but then they also like market it so hard. Like, and I understand it's setting it up for we need to get in John Q. Public's head. Right. So in 5 years, he'll buy the third generation of this. Mm-hmm. But also, quit bothering me with your keynotes and your turtlenecks. One more thing. That's Steve Jobs. I don't want to hear what you have to say anymore. I'm sick of it. It's all I hear.
Tim, Steve.
Steve Jobs saying this. Steve Jobs saying that.
Tim, I regret to inform you, Steve Jobs died over a decade ago. He had nothing to do with this. If you told him he had nothing to do with this, he'd slap you.
I know. I'm surprised.
I practically built this by myself.
I'm surprised you weren't just strangled by a ghost abruptly. Yeah.
I will say, like, and I think, you know, it's even there in the name, the Apple Vision Pro, that, everything that's something pro when it comes to Apple, there's a non-pro version that's less expensive.
For the poors.
For the idiots.
For the rabble.
Yeah. But I will say that I think people are overestimating like how cheap this thing will eventually be.
Right.
Because I was looking into
You think it will be cheap?
Like later on, I've just seen people pointing out that they're like, yeah, this one's $3,500, but in like 5 years when it's $299 and you know, you can pick one up as like a gas station stocking stuffer, then everybody will say it all makes sense. But I was curious about that. I looked into like some of the prices of things.
Like the components and stuff?
No, not even just like previous app, because the components, like, yeah, there is wiggle room where it's like,
Tom, I feel like you have an agenda this episode. You have a narrative that
Tim,
you're trying to
you're
push.
Gonna walk out of here and you're gonna pre-order one of these. No, like the components, of course, like, you know, there's the laws of scale that mm-hmm. yeah, if Apple,
yeah, but what about Moore's law, Tom?
Yeah, well, that has nothing to do with this. Once, you know, Apple might be planning on only selling 1 million of these, but once they're selling, you know, 20 million, well, then they can get the components much cheaper. They can simplify components because, you know, that's what they do with a lot of stuff. So that's one thing which there are elements to that that I think,
what if they get, you know, the slave labor to really start cooking.
No, that's part of the problem. That wages in China have like gone up exponentially to where it's like no longer actually that cheap to make things there.
And you're saying that's a problem, Tom.
Yeah, Tim. Things cost more for me. And these people can have maybe a probably still not a decent living. but to go back to what I was saying about price. I've just seen a lot of people say like, oh yeah, but it's going to get so, I was looking at the prices of things. So the first MacBook Air, $1,799.
Okay.
Nowadays, $999. 2 years later, in fairness, you could get an 11 inch MacBook Air for $999.
So almost half price.
Not bad. And I'm including, I know it's not like for like, it's, you know, the smaller screen Air that they used to have, but that's what I'm talking about. Like any version of this cheaper. But the Apple Watch, the first Apple Watch was $349. Like
what
the
year
cheapest.
Did that come out? Like
2013, I think.
No, that
yeah.
long ago?
Yeah.
Did you get a first gen Apple yes. Watch? You did.
But I somehow got a new one for free. I forget how. I think my old one broke, and like the warranty they gave me, like the newer version, which was better. But you know, nowadays the cheapest Apple Watch you can get, like new from Apple directly, is $249.
April 2015. I was right, Tom.
Oh, okay. $249 for an Apple Watch nowadays. So only $100 price difference.
But Tom,
in 8 years,
that's I mean, compare. It was $350.
$350 and now it's $250 expensive one.
28% cheaper.
Okay. But what I'm saying is this Apple Vision Pro, yeah, it might become 20% cheaper. So what? It's, you know, $2,800.
Right.
I don't, you know, HomePod $349, the mini came out two and a half years later for $99.
So you just made this whole, said, now keep in mind,
yeah,
this is a first gen, and first gen is for suckers because you'll be able to get it cheaper in a couple of years. And now you're saying, not so fast, asshole, to yourself. It actually won't be that much cheaper.
I think it will be cheaper, but I think people are overestimating how much cheaper it's going to be.
I'm getting like a little mini screening of Split over here.
What? What is Split?
The M. Night Shyamalan movie, Tom?
Oh, okay. About that guy with split personalities?
Yeah.
I apologize for that then, Tim. What I'm saying is it will come down in price, but the people that are like, yeah, it's going to be like $500 eventually. I don't think it's going to be $500 eventually. Right. I think they're going to come out with the Apple Vision Air, and they're going to be like, and guess what? We were able to dramatically reduce the price. It's now $1,999. And it's like, that is a dramatic reduction in price, but fuck, it's still $2,000.
Yeah, and also, I maintain nobody, like not a lot of people are ever really going to want this thing.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's get into some of the stuff about that. Some of the
I know you want to talk more about equations and numbers and sourcing of labor and components and efficiency. But like, why don't we talk about the features? Cheers,
well, Tim,
Tom.
I thought
now it's time for our feature presentation.
I thought we were pivoting to being a business to business podcast. Tim, B2B is where all the money is.
All right.
And okay. If we can be in between the B's, if we can be the two in between the B's.
Two guys.
Yeah, two guys. We're the two in the B's. That will be the name of our consulting firm.
The two in the B's. Everybody immediately knows what that means.
The two between the B's, and then after two, there will be a parenthetical. They'll say Tim and Tom.
Yeah, and then a picture of a bumblebee.
Right.
Two bumblebees.
Yeah, to really. Well, probably
one will wear
four,
glasses, and one will not.
No, four bumblebees. Two that are us, and two that represent the other businesses.
Oh yeah. Okay. All
and
right.
I'll be the logo. Four bumblebees. It will probably become like such an iconic logo, like the Apple logo, where you don't even need to put the name under it.
So you see four B's.
Oh yeah,
that's the two between the B's.
Yeah.
the two B's between
the two B's, and they're B's, but also it stands for businessmen.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the two of us. The right. Two businessmen between the businesses.
Right. Okay.
All right, Tim. What the features you wanted to talk about?
I just wanted to talk about, look, I watched some of the keynote address.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old Steve Jobs up there doing his dog and pony show once again. And it would, like, I used to watch those things and be like, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, this seems too expensive for me. Like, when it was like the iPhone, the first generation or whatever, like the iPads. Like,
but I would keep my eye on
this. Yeah, I wouldn't spend my money on this right now, but like, I would like to if I had them.
Yeah, like, eventually I'd like one of those things.
This made no sense to me, Tom. Yeah. This was just like, I don't understand why anybody would ever want to use this, and how, like, the examples that they were giving, the scenarios, didn't seem depressing to everybody. Like, that's what they want. Is what people want their lives to be like?
Yeah, it was a little un-Apple-like, some of the scenarios they presented. Because Apple, you know, Apple first and foremost is like an aspirational company. So whenever they're showing off the new iPhones, it's like one model, beautiful model, taking a picture of another beautiful model, perfect photos, perfect lighting. And you watch that and you go like, oh, that would be nice if that were my life. I got to take a picture of my ugly family because I got this Android phone. But maybe if I had an iPhone, everything in my life would be better. And, you know, I'd be hanging out at a hip place and I'd be 25 again. But this didn't really have that kind of like aspirational aspect to it.
No, there was one part and it was like 15 minutes long. And it was like, here's how you'll use it at work. And it was a guy sitting at a desk.
Yeah.
And then it was like as if he had two monitors set up on his desk.
Yeah.
But it was virtual. So, and it was like, you just turn your head and you can see like one spreadsheet, and you turn your head the other way and you see a different spreadsheet. Yeah. And then you can kind of work between the two spreadsheets without hitting a command tab to get through the the different windows. And it just seemed like the value add.
I defy you to find a way to do that otherwise for less than
$3,500. Well, I also think that they were like, see, instead of having to set up this additional monitor on it, you can just plug your head into a computer all day, every day, and there you go.
Yeah.
And, Tom, I'm going to say this once.
If I'm this is sure my, you're not.
This is my biggest fear, and I don't understand why everybody's not afraid of this. You put one of these headsets on.
I know what you're going to be afraid of.
Some goon comes into your house and bludgeons you to death.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're afraid of a hacker sucking you into cyberspace.
Oh, that too, Tom. Yeah. So there's real world and cyber world fears.
Why everybody? I mean, Apple did not mention the word metaverse once in anything they've done. Like, they're not
right.
You know, because like Facebook staked out like Meta's our new name, we're the metaverse. So of course, like their competitors are going to be like, and you know, it's a gross word. But like, I want people to get back to cyberspace.
Yeah.
Talk about, guess what? We've made the first helmet you can put on that will put you in cyberspace.
I wouldn't mind getting sucked into cyberspace. Yeah. The metaverse, no.
No, that sounds boring, but getting sucked into cyberspace, being in between all the circuits.
You know what they got there?
What?
Cyber sex.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, nobody's been to the cyberspace physically, so we can only make assumptions.
I bet that guy from Existence, that movie, was in cyberspace, right?
What was that movie?
I don't know. I only remember the cover of the DVD. And
I feel like
fact
that came out like around the time Strange Days came out.
Yeah, Strange Days was cool, though. And my sweet mate, sophomore year of college, was really into the movie Existence and was like, you really got to watch this movie. And I was like, I don't know you, man, and I don't know. And that was the same sweet mate who woke me up on 9/11 to tell me that 9/11 was happening down the block.
And they were like, I don't know what 9/11 is.
Yeah, he's like, wake up, it's 9/11. And I was like, Dick, I don't have class until 11. And I yelled at him for like, me and my roommate Jeff, he woke us both up and we were like, get out of here, man. What are you doing? And I think he made the right call waking up his roommate. Yeah. So if you're out there, I forget your name.
Unfortunately, it was still too late for either of you to have done anything to prevent it.
I think we should have been aware. It was like a mile away from us.
Yeah, I'm surprised like all the commotion didn't wake you up. I guess you were like pretty high up in the building, right?
I mean, also it's in the morning. We were partying.
You were partying in the morning.
Till the wee hours of the night, which the squares know is the morning.
Yeah, so wait, what did all this have to do with 9/11? That the same roommate liked to watch Existence. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was something like, we wouldn't have known 9/11 happened because we were wearing our VR helmets.
I mean, imagine we were all in VR helmets and blissfully unaware.
Yeah. If somebody tried to tell you and you said, no, shh, I'm staying in here forever now. Yeah.
There's no terrorism in
cyberspace. I've been sucked into cyberspace. Yeah. There's cyber terrorism.
Whoa, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah. 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 Be careful. Hopefully they'll put a warning on the box or something about all this stuff before people strap themselves in.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Tim, we were talking about the Apple Vision Pro for work.
Right.
And that seemed to be one of the like real things they were highlighting, the idea that you'd want to strap this on and work with it all day.
Mm-hmm.
And like Facebook has done the same thing with the Quest, like especially the I think it's called the Quest Pro.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
I've never heard of this product.
The Quest, look, I have one right here. The Oculus.
My gosh, you're holding it in your hand.
Tim, I've had it on this whole time. We've been in cyberspace this entire time. No, but like what Meta rolled out their like Quest Pro announcement, and I think it was $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the tricky thing is it's hard to get somebody to spend that much money unless you're like, you can use it for productivity. And then people are like, oh, well, yeah. I'll make money with it then.
Facebook's is cheaper, right? Because in order to subsidize it, you let Mark Zuckerberg put a camera in your bathroom
inside the toilet.
Yeah,
yeah, it comes with an accessory. Yeah. You just clip it right in there. The setup's pretty easy.
We'll subsidize this if I can watch you poop.
Well, I was going to say
from inside the bowl.
I was going to say that I think that's the other reason why this thing's not going to significantly drop. But again, significantly, it could drop in price by half and it's still going to be too expensive.
About the price analysis. What does the thing do?
I'll save it for my business meetings.
Tell them that people got to pay for that. That's what the consultancy.
Yeah, you want that kind of analysis?
Yeah,
it's going to cost you.
You've said enough to pique people's interest. Email us at the two B's between the B's at 2bsbetweenthebees.com.
And
set up a consultation.
And that's the full that all spelled out. Don't just email us 4Bs.
Oh yeah, no, that's not. We didn't get that domain.
It's too expensive.
A competitor got that domain.
But yeah, I think they all show off work because how else are you going to sell it for so much money?
Yeah,
and I could see some work. being useful for this. You know, like maybe 3D modeling or whatever.
Right.
That'll help you. But
there was another thing where it's like, hey, if someone you work with needs to send you a 3D model of something. Yeah. And then like this little model popped out of one of the screens.
Yeah, it was really neat looking, but not like, very practical.
This is not relevant to anything I've ever done in my entire life. Yeah. And I can't imagine anybody sitting watching this Apple keynote was like, hey, I'll need that.
Yeah. Yeah, that 3D model format
kind of looked like a dog like morphed with the Death Star as like a little trinket that sat on a desk.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, I'll need to inspect some of those in cyberspace.
Well, I was going to say, like, you can send 3D models through like Apple devices now and like use your finger to spin them or put them in AR space. And it's like a neat little trick. Yeah. But yeah, there are very few people that in their day, I'm sure for the 12 people.
Steve Jobs heard you call that a neat little trick.
I'm sure for the 12 people that regularly get sent 3D files that they don't have to do anything with other than look at them, this thing's going to be sick. Like, it's going to be so cool to just pull it out of your email and be like, wow, look at that. It looks like it's there. But aside from that, I don't see very many people using it that way. But yeah, they just showed a lot of people like working at a computer basically with this thing on their head.
Right.
And I'll tell you, so a lot of the stuff that people are kind of dragging Zuckerberg online right now, because I guess
Mark Zuckerberg?
I know. It's sick. People online are sick.
Online trolls. I've had it up to here with you.
Because they had like a Facebook all hands meeting after this to kind of talk about it, because this is where Facebook has said, like, this, that's why they changed their name to Meta. This is our future.
Right.
And, you know, after the iPhone came out, there were so many interviews that like Steve Ballmer from Microsoft and like the head of BlackBerry gave that people laugh at in retrospect, because these guys like laughed it off, like, oh, nobody's going to want an iPhone.
Yeah.
Fast forward, those companies don't make phones or don't exist anymore.
Same way we all laughed at those AT&T You Will commercials. Sorry, go on.
So people are like kind of trying to do that with Zuckerberg right now. But reading what he actually said, I think he's not completely wrong. Where he was basically saying, look, like,
this, I'm the best boy.
This thing looks nice. It looks like they did a good job. But there's nothing this thing's doing that's like super revolutionary from what our headsets do.
That's what they said about the freaking iPod, Tom, when they were like, this is just an expensive MP3 player.
That's true. But where's iPod today, Tim? You'd be hard-pressed to see one.
Tom, that was the one Apple product I ever bought the first generation of.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And I got it replaced because like it broke or whatever, and I kept it in the box.
Uh-huh.
And I sold it like a few years later for like 3 times what it was worth. Well, you brokered that deal.
If you had sold it now, you would have made even more, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got my broker fee for that.
I mean, you just told me that I could sell it on eBay and that a lot of people were paying on eBay.
That's what a lot of brokers do, Tim.
Well, that's part of the B2B consultation.
I should be getting my gun.
I know, but now we're business partners.
I was between the two B's.
Yeah.
So my point in saying, like, Facebook's current, there's nothing that this thing can do that, like, the two current quests can't do. It does all these things way better. But to that point, I was like, you know what? Let me break out my quest. I do like the quest, but I just don't use it that often. Mm-hmm. It's like, let me try using it as my computer. Cause you can like link it to your Mac and then have just the big screen in front of you. And it's like, oh yeah, this is pretty neat. It's hot. It's hot in here. And I think that's going to be the big problem.
Yeah. It's that, just that, and like, is somebody going to sneak up behind me?
Tim, Jesus Christ. That's not.
What? Because when you go into cyberspace, Tom, you have to leave the earthly realm. Right? But your body is still here. Your mind is in cyberspace, but your body is left unprotected in the physical world.
Two things. First thing, when you're in cyberspace, you can't feel physical pain.
Okay. Fair point.
Yeah. So that's
you keep reminding me things about cyberspace, and I've forgotten. I forgot about cyber terrorism. Uh-huh. Forgot that you can't feel pain when you're in cyberspace.
But the other thing is, with this Apple Vision Pro, they're not talking about cyberspace and VR. They're real, real into, like, for the most part, you're going to be seeing your surroundings.
Right.
And things are going to be overlaid into your surroundings.
Okay.
There is going to be the option to, like, block everything out. But even then, it has features where, like, if somebody walks towards you, it will make that person visible. So somebody can't, like, sneak up on you.
But
which, again, the Quest does as well.
Right.
So, like, that much stuff has been thought through. But Apple's definitely, they don't want anyone to think of this as VR. They want people to think of it as, like, you're seeing what you normally see, but with things overlaid on top of it. Not even overlaid, I guess, like, kind of placed within your room.
Do you want that in any way in your everyday life? Like, what would you want? This goes back to what would you want overlaid in front of your eyes in your day-to-day?
That's the thing. It's like, I like directions, but that would be an occasional thing.
There's cool novelty things. Mm-hmm. And, like, watching this is like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. That'd be fun to try out. Like, same way, like, I want to go on a Segway tour, but I don't want to buy a Segway to get around.
Right.
It's like, hey, this is a cool thing. Like, I'll tool around on that for 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon. Yeah. Fun. But I'm not going to commute to work on this thing. Everybody will think I'm a loser.
I really want to try this out.
Right. But
I'm not like, and I need to have it. I need to own it. This needs to be how I work every day from now on.
Yeah.
Although I will say,
I can't even think of one scenario, even when they're like, but one day it's not going to be this big clunky headset. It's going to be in glasses. Mm-hmm. I still, and like, even if it was like, hey, there's nothing on it. Like, even if it's like, we can do it without implanting a chip in your brain, but it's like the same thing. Like, I still can't think of, like, when would I want something to happen? Like, pop up in front, a computer to pop up in front of my eyes and tell me something.
What if there's been a Will Smith has slapped somebody?
Okay, middle. All right. Maybe if they have a, like, low tier where you just wear these glasses around, and if there's a slap event.
You pay, it's almost like insurance. Like, you're paying a monthly fee. It's much less than
it
would cost.
I'm keeping it on retainer in case there's a slap.
Yeah, and hey, look, if there's never another slap, Apple gets all that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't ask
and
for
actually,
it back.
If there is a slap, I have to pay $5,000. On the spot, but guess what?
You get to.
I'm happy to do it.
But guess what? You get to be the one slapped, or the one slapping, or just a guy standing very close watching it happen.
Yeah, I'd like to be. Who was on stage? Also, was somebody on stage holding a statue? Like one of the ladies, one of the ladies in gowns?
No, not yet. But that's who you'd like to be. One
of the
ladies
in gown, who brings the Oscar out and then hands it to Chris Rock so he can hand it to the winner.
Right. But in this case, they just got to stand like 15 feet away and see Chris Rock get slapped.
Wouldn't you want to be the closest person to the slap but not actually participate in the slap?
I think I'd like to be a ghost, just kind of like being able to get way too close to the slap.
You want to be dead?
No. With VR, you don't have to be dead.
Oh.
You missed that part of the keynote where they said that. With Apple Vision Pro, you don't have to be dead to watch, to be a voyeur.
Right.
So one of the big...
you said that. Voyeur.
One of the big differences with this headset, which is surely added to the price, is there is another screen on the other side of the headset that can project your eyes when you are in pass-through mode, essentially. When you're in some virtual space, it just kind of shows like a wavy graphic.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a sci-fi movie. It looks like, oh, that person's in cyberspace.
Yeah.
But then if...
It doesn't just look... That person is in cyberspace. Right. It's plugged into the mainframe.
But if you broke into that person's field of view to talk to them, it recognizes that, changes their vision to be able to see you now, see the room and everything, but then projects your eyes on the outside of this thing. So somebody's looking, quote unquote, at your eyes. Okay. Do you think that's going to be, it seems like the consensus is this is either going to be really cool and like they cracked it, that's the way to like not make you so isolated, or this is going to be like the creepiest thing you could ever imagine.
I think as with most things in life, it's the execution.
Yeah.
And I know that they, when like they had journalists try it out or something, like
they didn't let them see that feature.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking like in the videos,
at best, it's not ready yet.
Yeah. And at worst, it's like, oh, no.
At worst, it's not ready yet, and it never will be.
Yeah. Or it's just terrifying looking.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fine.
I think it's a good idea. Like, I saw some people kind of like...
Can you picture being in a room with this fucking thing strapped on your head when other people are in the room with you, though? And, like... trying to go about your life normally, like, oh, and I'll get up and get a cup of coffee too and say hi to Gail on the way. Like, no, you're not gonna do that.
They showed in this video somebody wearing it on a plane.
Mm-hmm. I would love this on a fucking plane.
Well, but here's the thing. But then, like, when the flight attendant's like, oh, would you like some coffee? Then it like changes to eyes and they're like, yes, I would. I
think you should just have to take it off. I think the flight attendant should tap you,
yeah,
and you take it off, like as if they're headphones, mm-hmm, and you just go, yeah, I'd like a coffee, please, and then you put it back on. These should only be in planes. I think this is Apple's play. They just want them in planes.
I don't think so. I think they want everybody to buy them and use them everywhere. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. The thing with so much airplane passenger technology is so much of it is like, man, that's a really good idea. That looks really cool. I would rather be thrown out of an airplane than be the dickhead wearing this on a plane.
Oh, no, I think this should be part of the in-flight system stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. Maybe somebody, you know, some first class will buy a bunch of them and make that part of it. But and in that case, sure, if there's one at every seat, yeah, now you're no longer the dick that's using this thing. But I do think about, like, I got AirPods, like, not right away, but, like, within a few months of them coming out. And I remember being super self-conscious about wearing them at first. So it was like,
oh, people are going to rob me.
No, it was just like...
They're jealous of my success.
No, it was the opposite. That it's this. Like, it looks like I'm like flexing with these. Like, oh, look, I've got the cool new thing.
Tom, they weren't as cool. They were never as cool as
I know
think.
They're not. And that's why... And that's the worst scenario, that somebody else sees me, thinks what this person is doing not only is not cool, they think it's cool.
Right.
That's the worst place to be in. And that's what I felt everybody looking at me was thinking, like, oh boy, this guy thinks he's hot shit. He looks like a fucking dork.
Yeah.
And that's what I think, you know, the AirPods was such a good product, such a good, like, you know, sales pitch, like, hey, you know, headphones, what if they didn't have cables?
Right.
It's like, oh, great. Whereas this, it's like, hey, you know, reality, what if there was more?
But like spreadsheets field of vision.
Yeah.
When you're just trying to live your life.
But don't worry, you can show people your eyes.
Okay, we've talked about productivity, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Hey, let's switch gears. Let's have some fun. They're entertainment. But all right. The other thing is why I think it'd be good on planes, mm-hmm, is because, like, I like the idea of going into my own little world and watching a movie projected 2 inches from my eyes and being immersed into the waters of
Avatar.
What was the planet? I didn't see it.
Pandora, yeah.
Yeah, pretend I said that. Being immersed in the waters of Pandora, right?
Well, that was one of the demos they gave. One of the, like, more, I guess, maybe surprising use cases is that people, it sounds like all the press were kind of walked through the same, like, 30-minute demo, and that included watching, like, a scene from the new Avatar in 3D. And people were like, oh, shit, like 3D movies in this look really good. Like, I hate 3D movies. I think 3D TVs were the stupidest thing. But
they never
this,
went away, Tom. They're here to stay.
But in this, it actually looks really good, yeah. Which is cool. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, didn't they stop selling 3D movies? So,
well, that's the thing. And like, also, like, this is why it'd be cool on a plane. But mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to like. Tom, there are other people. My family lives right. in my house. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, good evening, family. Well, now I'm going to go watch Avatar, and I will sit alone on the couch and yeah. put this headset on. Good night. Or, like, if I'm home alone.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be too scared.
Be too scared that someone's going to bludgeon me. So, like, what are we going to do? So much of this stuff. No, the entertainment stuff here mm-hmm. is like, hey, if you happen to find yourself alone in a hotel room, here's how you can use this to entertain yeah. yourself. It's like, okay, so if I'm on a business trip,
yeah, yeah,
I can do
if
work.
You're a traveling
and,
businessman.
Yeah, this is a perfect product. But right. like, I'm a person who
whose family
most of
already
the day,
hates him.
Oh, you're talking about me?
No, I'm talking about a traveling businessman.
I thought you were finishing my sentence of I'm a person. And then you said
a person whose family already hates me.
But yeah, exactly, and it's like I feel like if you are not alone most mm-hmm. of the day.
Right.
Or not most of the day. If you're not alone for large, like working alone mm-hmm. or you yeah. know, spending time alone, there's not much use case here. And I know, like, I don't know, maybe it'll get smaller or something.
Yeah.
But then we're talking about, like, also, I don't understand how they addressed a lot if you're, like, the one person who has this and
yeah.
what that's like.
Uh-huh.
In a world... In Steve Jobs' wet dream where
everybody has one.
That's weird, too. Like, the FaceTime thing.
Yeah.
Like, then you have to use, like, weird avatars of your face uh-huh. instead of the actual camera because everybody's wearing... And, I don't know. I don't want to talk to people with their waxy, like...
yeah, that was one of the other
Valley
use cases
faces.
that you could... have people like kind of floating in space in FaceTime. Mm. And apparently that is one of the things that works really well, which doesn't work great with current stuff. And again, there is a lot of stuff in this that it sounds like, yeah, a bunch of other headsets have tried this and nobody's really nailed it, but they nailed this particular aspect. And one of those is like you place something in 3D space, it stays there. Mm-hmm. Like you leave the room, come back, it's exactly where it was. Mm-hmm. So you could do that with FaceTime. You can have multiple people, but then
you can do a Mrs. Doubtfire where like you leave... your family in one room, and then you leave the TV executives in another room.
Yeah, yeah,
and they won't follow you to the bathroom. Yeah,
if you have some kind of Mrs. Doubtfire situation going on in your life,
a virtual Mrs. Doubtfire
right.
situation.
Maybe
what was
got...
the name of the restaurant?
Bridges.
Yeah, so you could have a virtual Bridges.
Right, that might be one of the first experiences they build out. Yeah, if you found yourself in a Mrs. Doubtfire situation, probably because you bought one of these headsets and cut yourself off from your family, yeah. you can then use it to get them back. No, but so you see other people on their phones or computers in FaceTime, but what do they see? What they see is like a 3D model of you. Right. So it's like they get a worse version.
Right.
And like, I imagine if I were on FaceTime with somebody and they had that thing, I'd be like, take the fucking stupid thing off yeah. and go on your phone so I can like see what you actually look yeah. like.
Agreed, Tom. I think the whole thing of this is I don't feel like I'm ready to have, or I don't feel like I currently have any need to be like, hey, the stuff that I usually have to look at a screen to see.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to look at a screen to see it.
Right.
And it's like, I'm okay with having to look at a screen for things that are not in reality.
Yeah. The only thing that I did think of, though, is like, I mean, you know, of course, like the entertainment stuff is cool. Like, it's really weird. They did not talk about games at all.
Yeah.
Which is like the number one use case for these things. Like, you know, Facebook is trying to be like, no, look, you can work in it. And people are like, nah, just another game, please. That's fun.
What about pornography? I thought everybody was really into the pornography aspect of it.
I mean, Apple wouldn't be. That,
yeah,
that's
well, then
the
aren't
thing.
They cutting themselves off? Got a certain VPN ad they should listen to.
It is kind of weird because, like, for example, the App Store, like, you can't get any kind of pornography. That's like, but there's shit tons of gambling apps in there. Yeah. So yeah, they've drawn their line somewhere strange.
When the rumor was, and it felt like it was more than a rumor that got walked back, that Apple TV shows, the originals, like, couldn't any cursing in it.
Yeah.
That would be wild, huh?
Yeah.
Even their, like, feel-good shows. Like, I'm watching that show, Shrinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say the F word every freaking sentence.
Yeah, that show, it's kind of weird how...
Babies, but yeah, also...
Yeah, the juxtaposition of, like, this show is for, like, the most fragile people on Earth to watch. But then there's, like... like really raunchy sex jokes, like every other line, and just like unnecessary cursing. Yeah, very. Yeah,
Tom and I are appalled. If the producers are shrinking or watching or listening, clean up your act.
Tim, I know you've sent dozens of letters to Steve Jobs, and you haven't even heard back yet.
I know he's stonewalling me. He's been stonewalling me for years, Tom.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of weird that they didn't show any games, and like even, like the Quest, the Oculus Quest, they kind of pivoted a little bit to like fitness apps once those, cause that, you know, you kind of have to at a certain point put these things out into the world and then see how people use them. Like the first Apple Watch had a bunch of bullshit that like nobody used. And then eventually it was like, oh, what this thing's good for is notifications and fitness tracking.
Right.
And they pivoted towards like those features. And Facebook has kind of done the same with the Quest, where it's like, oh, people really like working out with this thing on, doing like cardio stuff. Let's build a fitness tracking app. Let's promote let's buy one of the companies that makes this stuff.
Lead to fitness.
Yeah. So it was kind of surprising to see Apple not show any games or fitness stuff.
Yeah.
And
also they brought out Bob Iger to be like, hey, Disney Plus will come to this. I was like, oh, I assumed all of the streaming. Yeah. I thought you'd be able to watch anything you want on this thing. You can't? Hold on a second.
Yeah, and it was kind of like what they showed off for Disney Plus on this thing didn't feel real. It felt like, you know, a mock-up somebody made. Yeah. But it just kind of felt like, hey, remember like DVD menus? Well, guess what? They're back, and now just kind of like in your living room when you're watching, you know, when you're like trying to pick an episode of The Mandalorian to watch.
Yeah.
One cool thing, and from what I've read of the people's experiences using it, is that the eye tracking is kind of crazy, like how well it works.
Like it knows where you're looking?
Yeah, well, that's how the Quest has two controllers, and they work pretty well, you know, to control things, point to things. The Quest itself has cameras looking for the controller so it can see where they are. But they also have hand tracking that they like added later. And I was like fooling around with that a little today. And it was like, this hand tracking sucks shit. This thing's like 10 times harder to use.
So like you don't have to hold anything. You do gestures with your own fingers.
Yeah.
And it recognizes that and responds to that.
Yes. Okay. Except it doesn't do a very good job on the Quest. Apparently this thing, and I think part of that is like they put this thing out and then they were like, let's see if we can get hand tracking to work with like what we've already got. And like, sure, they did an okay job considering what they were working with, where this thing, the Apple thing, is built from the ground up for hand tracking, has like two cameras on the bottom that are just there to look at your hands.
Look down your shirt.
It could look down your shirt. But basically, there are cameras inside looking at your eyeballs, project your eyeballs to other people if it needs to. But then also that it can tell what you're looking at. So like, you know, on like Apple TV, when you like move things around, like there's not a cursor, but things just kind of like animate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that. And then apparently all you have to do is pinch your fingers to like click. Mm-hmm. Your index finger and thumb finger, but they can be anywhere. So it can just like kind of be on your lap and you're just kind of like looking around and being like, okay, click there, click there, click there.
What you're doing right now is you're moving your eyes around, but keeping your hand stationary in the same place.
And people did say...
Right next to your crotch.
People did say that that felt almost like magic, that that That's felt cool. like telepathy.
That's, like, all that stuff is fine, which is also, like... Cool. I bet that would be cool to try out for a few minutes, but like, I don't need to organize my life around it or even my work life.
Well, and I was going to say the other thing is
thumbs down, Apple.
They, you know, they talk about using this thing for work. The battery only lasts 2 hours.
Right.
A couple of things here that they were like kind of hiding a little bit. One is that there's a battery. You have to plug in a cable into the headset. And then there's a battery that looks like maybe the size of an iPhone that you keep in your pocket. So that sucks. That's like,
yeah.
And they did that so the battery's not in the headset, making the headset heavier. But, you know, it's like one of those like, they're not really like, they're kind of like being like, let's film this side of the headset.
And all of this, I really take care of it. Like, they're figuring out a way to like, what does Apple do? They make things thinner and lighter. That's what they're in the business of. They like make a thing and then they have all these teams being like, all right, this needs to be thinner and lighter by next by the next time Steve Jobs puts on that black turtleneck, right? And they're like, ah, sure thing. And he's like, hey, he's going to come in here and yell at you a lot to motivate you to be real mean and shitty. And then they just do that over and over again until they introduce a new product. And so, like, they'll do that, right?
They'll do that. There are some weird things about this headset, though, that, like, the headset's made out of, like, aluminum and glass. And I've already seen a bunch of people point out that they're like, you know, a real easy way to save some weight with not to have fucking glass and metal be a part of this. You know, and that's what other headsets are plastic. Sure, plastic doesn't look as nice, but it's lighter. But the other thing is, there's apparently only like one shot in any of the promo stuff where you can see it. There is a fucking hidden strap.
There's a little man in there.
There's a hidden strap that goes over the top of your head.
Yeah, I was reading the live blogs, and they're like, how does this stay on your head without a strap over? And then like... The same, or just like, and then I put it on, and they put the strap on my head, and like didn't mention that, like, I didn't notice that earlier.
Yeah,
access like, journalism at its worst. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, apparently it's an optional headset, but it sounds like all the press people that tried it out, it used that optional headset because of course that's going to reduce weight. You've got a strap going over your head, so the weight's on top of your head rather than like forward.
You shouldn't put that on a baby though, because the top of their head isn't fully formed.
Nah, you can put it on a baby.
Imagine your baby getting sucked into cyberspace.
Boy, you're never gonna get that.
Then you have to go in and save him.
It'd be an exciting adventure.
A fun quest,
But yeah, basically, there's another strap for this thing that's quote unquote optional, but I imagine that. There's anybody using this thing is going to use this optional because you're going to be like, okay, this makes it look a little shittier, but it makes it 100 times more comfortable to use.
I don't care how it looks.
Yeah.
I'm not putting on a VR headset to look cool.
that's the Apple Vision Pro, Tim. You have
we buy one?
We should buy two.
It's out now?
No, it's out next year.
Yeah, they're like early next year. I feel like it's going to be like June 28th next year. And they're going to be like, well, the year's not half over yet. So it's still the early part.
Yeah, they're always weird about dates when they say like, it'll be out early or late or this fall. Yeah. And it's like the absolute last day of fall. They ship one to somebody in New Zealand.
Hey, Tom, it's all about that share price, right?
Yeah. It is also funny. I don't know if you remember, because I remember me and you went to get the first iPads when the iPad came out.
Did I get an iPad?
Yeah.
I did. So I lied before when I said the.
It's true. I didn't want to call you out on it, but I'm glad you're honest with the listener. I remember when that came out, the rumors were this thing's going to be $1,000. And even then people were like, eh, it's pricey, but like, yeah, it's a computer, like any
big iPhone,
any tablet computer, you know, from other companies at that point was like way more expensive because they were specialty things. So it's like, $1,000. Okay. And then when it got unveiled, it was $500. And people were like, holy shit. And then it became obvious afterwards, like, oh, Apple leaked to the Wall Street Journal or whatever, $1,000 to set expectations. And with this, it leaked a while ago, this is going to be $3,000. And a lot of people are like, yeah, watch, it's going to be $1,000. And it turned out it was $500 more than the rumor. So I don't know. Maybe it's going to come out next year and they'll be like, and guess what? Now it's only $3,000.
Yeah. But I don't know. A lot of people are like, this is just them staking their claim. Sure. I don't want to have to worry about the corporate machinations of, you know, making sure that the hype cycle is right. I care. Do I want it?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I want it. I'm going to buy it day one. I'm going to pre-order it.
I'm getting in line right after this. That's the thing. Like, they're not going to sell a huge amount of these by like their standards, but it's probably going to still be like impossible to get because there's still enough people with $3,500 in the world of disposable income that will buy this thing even if they don't use it that often.
Tom?
It looks neat. I hope somebody I know buys one. Tim?
Yeah, for buy me. One. We should use we should use some of the profits from our consultancy.
That's business. True. Man, Tim, if we showed up for a consultancy job and we both had these things on, people would
like,
know.
Yeah.
People like, would just be like, at whatever price, these guys are worth it. Look what they're wearing.
Our first meeting will make that money back, Tom, that $7,000.
Yeah.
Plus Joe Brandon's
take. Well, we'll charge them tax, but then guess what? We won't give it to Joe. We'll keep it for ourselves.
Yeah, man doesn't know what's going on.
It'll be the two B's between the B's and B's tax.
You like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You know what you can find there? You can find links to the Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
You can find links to the Discord, our thriving Discord.
Yeah.
And links to our social media. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, but I don't like going on either of them, at your pal Tim. So don't do too much there. Hey. Don't try to make it too attractive to me because I don't like going on there. So don't post fun things.
I love going on there. It's going to be the first and only place I go once I get my headset. You can find me at Tom Reynolds. And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/complete guide. Tim, we're starting a new book this week.
A new book.
Yeah.
And it's barely a book, so it's fun.
Well, it's still a book.
It technically has pages. We're reading Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino's own novelization of his movie of the same name.
Yeah, you might be thinking, oh, that was based on a book. No.
No.
We're reading a book based on a movie. They still do that from time to time. Or at least Quentin Tarantino does because he's...
It's wild. It's wacky.
Yeah.
You'll see.
What percentage of the book would you say is taken up by descriptions of Margot Robbie's feet?
I mean, not so much. Well, there's been a little bit so far. He is very good about calling people by their characters' names and not the actors' names.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, it checks off the first box.
We not only read books based on movies. We've read classics. We've read Wuthering Heights recently.
Yeah.
We read 2001: A Space Odyssey. That was written in conjunction with the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, which we found out when we read the book. Yeah,
The Great Gatsby. I'm trying to...
You name the book, we've read it.
We've read every single book.
Patreon.com/complete guide to get all the back episodes of the book. So, and you can get episodes of this show early if you want. All kinds of options. I mean, those are the two options, but check them out. I don't know. I'm excited to try this thing.
Yeah, I'd be excited. Hopefully they have it at the mall. And you can try it on and pay $5 and go into cyberspace for 10
Although,
minutes.
Although, I will, I was in the Jersey Shore this week, and on the boardwalk, they have a couple of arcades, which is awesome. And they had two kind of big machines. I was like, oh, let me see what these are. And one was King Kong and one was SpongeBob. And I was like, oh, these look like fun, big, you sit inside them games. They had a Oculus Quest attached to them. They were VR games. And the first thing I thought was, oh God, I'm not sticking this thing on my face. This thing that all these boardwalk freaks have been putting on their face. It was at the freak show.
That's the only place to go on the boardwalk. Yeah, that's the only place worth going.
That's what. Yeah, that's they
hair from the bearded ladies.
They told me I was loitering around there that I had to leave.
Yeah.
They told me, look, we know your friend's not in there. You're not just waiting for your friend in there. You've been here for 3 days.
It's not important, but hey, do you remember when you could go into cyberspace in virtual reality at Spaceplex?
I remember that existing, but I never went there because Katie Beers got.
Well, it got shut down because the girl, she didn't even get abducted from there. That's a horrible story.
It really is. If only the two bees between the bees were around during Spaceplex days.
We would have saved them. I didn't mean it was horrible that Spaceplex had to close down.
Why? What do you mean?
The child was. Never mind. See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.